Unit 31B. Activity 2.
I'm talking to Rakesh Pradhan, construction engineering technician from England, who works for Strabag on the Koram railway tunnel project.
Hi, I'm Rakesh Pradhan. I'm originally from Nepal, where I joined DiwiDag, which became a member of the Strabag group in 2005.
That was when you worked on the hydroelectric power plant project.
Right. I wanted to tell you about the Middle Marsiangdi hydroelectric plant in Nepal. As you can see on the sketch in your brochure, a lot of the excavation work was necessary to build the dam and regulate the riverbed.
Ah, here we can see some of the cranes and earth-moving equipment.
And upstream and downstream the dam, concrete walls were built to support the dam, as you can see in the photo. In the top left corner, you can see the concrete structure and the spillway pipes.
For when there's too much water in the reservoir?
That's right. Back to our sketch. Next to the dam, you can see the intake structure, where the water is diverted from the reservoir into a stilling basin for desanding.
Where sand and little rocks sink to the bottom of the basin?
Correct. There was also a lot of tunnel boring and concrete or shotcrete lining of the tunnels.
Here it says that the headrace tunnel has a diameter of 6.4 metres and is more than 5 kilometres long.
Yes, but there was a total of 8,500 metres of tunnel excavation. Where was I?
At the headrace tunnel?
Yes. The headrace tunnel ends at the surge tank, where the water is collected before it rushes down the surge shaft and drives the turbine.
Ah, here we can see one of the turbines before installation.
In the powerhouse.
Where the turbines drive the generators.
And finally you see the tailrace outlet, where the water joins the Marsiangdi River below the powerhouse.
And your company was in charge of all the excavation and construction work?
Yes, together with a couple of joint venture partners. The total excavation volume was more than 800,000 cubic metres, more than half underground structures.
Well, thank you very much. If you have any questions, Mr. Pradhan will be happy to answer them.